Jim Reeves on Country Music Time. Howdy, friends and neighbors. This is Airman Gary Keller saying that mighty fine pickin' means it's time for a great big welcome to Country Music Time, brought to you from right here in Nashville, Tennessee, the hometown of country music, by your local Air Force recruiter in cooperation with this radio station. And now, here in person, is the star of this week's show, Jim Reeves.
Back about 1800 and some, a Louisiana couple had a red-headed son. No name suited him, Jim, Jack, or Joe. They just called him Billy Bio. Billy, Billy Bio, that's where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. Kind of big for his size, red hair and freckles and big blue eyes. 13 years from the day he was born, Bill fought the battle of the Little Bighorn. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. You're walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. One day in 1878, a pretty girl walked through Bill's front gate. He didn't know whether to stand there or run. He wound up married because he didn't need one. Billy, Billy Bio, watch where you go. Walking on quicksand, walk slow. Billy, Billy Bio, watch what you say. A pretty girl will get you one of these days. A pretty girl will get you one of these days.
Well, thank you, and hi, everybody. Jim Reeves and the Blue Boys here for the United States Air Force. Pretty soon, we're going to have Airman Jerry Keller come in here and tell you fellas who were sort of in a quandary as to what to do, maybe just getting out of high school, and he's going to tell you exactly what to do with yourselves and for Uncle Sam, too. That is, of course, the Air Force. So be thinking about it and listen in a few minutes here to what Airman Jerry Keller has for you. Now here's a song that the boys and I have been doing for a long time. As a matter of fact, I think I've recorded this one 4 times. Last year we had our 4th record on it. Am I losing you? Are my fears coming true? How I wish I knew. Am I losing you? Is your love really true? Is there somebody new? Tell me what to do. Am I losing you? Am I too blind to see what's been happening to me? Every road has a bend. Will I be smart or blind? Will the sweet things you do be for somebody new? Tell me what to do. Am I losing you? ¶¶
Am I too blind to see what's happening to me? Every road has a bend. Will I be sweet or cruel? Will the sweet things you do be for somebody? Tell me what to do. Am I losing?
Thank you kindly. Thank you, Blue Boys, very much. You guys did a good job on that one. That's one I always enjoy singing. Now, like we promised, fellas, here's a young man to tell you something that's very important, so be listening real attentively here. Airman Jerry Keller, you're on.
Well, thank you, Jim. I almost didn't make it to the microphone watching Dean Manuel play that fine piano. But you're right. I am on to a good deal for some of those high school graduates you mentioned. Let me ask them a question. What will the rocket ships and space vehicles of the future look like? You think they'll be weird plastic spheres, gigantic suspended platforms, or transparent cones jammed with instruments? Well, no one knows for sure. But here's one thing we do know. The Air Force will be on top of all the great new aerospace age developments. Why not join the Air Force and advance with the aerospace age? Today, the Air Force is training men to maintain rockets, missiles, and jets. Now, tomorrow, these same men will be put in charge of complicated space vehicles, which are now on the drawing boards. Become one of these valuable Air Force technicians. If qualified, you'll learn an important skill, and you'll have a fine career to look forward to. Don't let such an opportunity pass you by. Now is the time to investigate. See your local recruiter about a promising future in the Aerospace Age Air Force today.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you very much, buddy. Now I'd like for the Blue Boys to play a tune for you that's been kicking up fuss for several months now. If you will, fellas, here is Wheel. Great tune, I think. Wheels, it's called. And that was featuring Leo Jackson playing the guitar and Dean Manuel the piano. Mel Rogers, the drums, and James Kirkland, the bass. The Blue Boys and Wheels. Now here's a song that's kind of old with me, one that I recorded, well, I guess 1954, and occasionally we get a request or two for it. It's called Then I'll Stop Loving You.
If there's water in the desert, sand out in the sea, if you were not an angel, sweet as you can be, if you can turn the night to day, make all your dreams come true, say how far it is to heaven, then I'll stop loving you. There are no daisies in the desert, no roses in the snow. The earth is not above us, and the stars are not below. Today can't be tomorrow, old things can't be new. I can't live without a heartbeat, and I can't stop loving you.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Well, I hope some of you folks enjoyed hearing that again. Then I'll Stop Loving You, one of my favorite tunes. Now, something I'd like to tell you folks to do, if you will. I want you to write to your favorite artist, the guy or girl who does these shows for the United States Air Force. Let them know what you want them to hear. And the way to do that is just write to them, care of Country Music Time, Recruiting Publicity Center, Governor's Island, New York 4, New York. It's a long address, but I hope you got it there, and I hope to hear from you myself real soon. Till I do, this is Jim Reeves saying thank you very sincerely, neighbors, and be good to yourselves, will you?
Force Recruiter, in cooperation with this radio station, has presented Country Music Time from Nashville, Tennessee, the hometown of country music. Country Music Time is produced by the United States Air Force Recruiting Publicity Center. And this is Airman Jerry Keller reminding you that if you enjoyed this edition of Country Music Time, drop us a letter or drop by and see your local Air Force recruiter and tell him about it. And now, until next time, remember, today and tomorrow, you're better off in the United States Air Force. Bye.